The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Echet Yebamot has been dedicated and sponsored by our dear friend Mr. Isaac Jamal and his wife in honor of his family and Hatzlacha Varvaha Bechol Ma'asei Yadav. May be Zocheh to raise his children in the ways of the Torah. They should give him much nachat. He should have many more children with health and happiness. Chen v'chesed b'enei Hashem u'b'nei Adam. And he should have beracha b'kol mikol kol. Him and his entire family. Amen. Daf Pevav. Today's daf has been dedicated by our dear friend, Mr. Elliot Shasho. Hashem yishmeru v'chayehu. May God give him beracha, blessing, hatzlacha, success, health and happiness, peace of mind for him, his wife, his family, his children, and Be'ezrat Hashem, may he enjoy prosperity and good things. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Anu Nishmat Abraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenihenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Hatzlachat Yosef ben Simcha. We begin today's daf on Pehe Amud Bet, and we are at the Bishnah, the bottom of the daf. Eight lines from the bottom. Mishnah gives us some laws regarding Tiruma and Ma'aser. And the Mishnah begins, Bat Yisrael, you have a Bat Yisrael, Me'ureset Lekohen. She's either engaged to a Kohen, Me'ureset, meaning a Kiddushin, Me'uberet Mekohen, she's pregnant from a Kohen, and the Kohen died. She was married, the Kohen died, she's pregnant. Shomeret Yabam Lakohen. She's a Bat Yisrael that's a Shomeret Yabam, waiting to fulfill Yibum to a Kohen. Vechen Bat Kohen Yisrael. A regular case. A Bat Kohen marries a Yisrael. What is the common denominator in all these cases? Lo Tochal Betruma. She does not eat Teruma. So again, let's just review the cases. You have a Bat Yisrael, Irusin to a Kohen, not yet, does not eat. Me'uberet, and then her husband died, so she doesn't have a child yet, so she doesn't eat yet either. Shomeret Yabam also is not connected yet to the Kohen, so she cannot eat. And for that matter, a regular Bat Kohen that married a Yisrael, so Yisrael is not Machil, his wife, Bat Kohen Terumah, so she loses the Terumah. So all those cases, not Tuchal, the Terumah, straightforward. Yes, we did learn it, as she brings it down, Le'el Dav Samich Zayin. Bat Yisrael Me'ureset LaLevi. Now we go to a Bat Yisrael that's Me'ureset to a Levi. The subject of it is going to be Lanyan Ma'aser Rishon. Ma'aser Rishon is an item that's eaten by the Leviim. So the question is, the Bat Yisrael, she's engaged to a Levi, Me'uberet Me'Levi, or she's pregnant from a Levi, and then the Levi died, Shomeret Yavam the Levi. She's a Bat Yisrael that's waiting for Yibum to a Levi, Vechen Bat Levi Yisrael, or a Bat Levi that went to marry a Yisrael, Lo Tochal B'Ma'aser. So it's the same thing that we said by Teruma applies by Ma'aser. Now we go to the last cases of the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Bat Levi Me'ureset LaKohen. She have a Bat Levi, that's a lady that's viable for Ma'aser, and now she's Me'ureset to a Kohen, or Me'uberet Me'Kohen. She's pregnant from a Kohen, and the Kohen died. Shomeret Yabam LaKohen. She's a Bat Levi that's waiting to make you boom with a Kohen. Vechen Bat Kohen LeLevi. A regular case of a Bat Kohen that marries a Levi. Lo Tochal Lo Betruma Velo Bema'aser. She cannot eat not Teruma and not Ma'aser. Let's read Rashi why she cannot eat these items. Rashi, last Rashi from the Mishnah. Lo Betruma Velo Bema'aser. Teruma Kedah Amran. Well, Teruma, we explained why. Deleviyan name le'inyan Teruma zarahi, which means a Leviyah cannot eat Teruma. So therefore, she has the same deen as a Bat Yisrael. So therefore, that's why the Teruma is no good. Regarding the Ma'aser, that she says mefaresh b'Gemara. We have to see in the Gemara why can't she eat Ma'aser? Why? What's the question? Because technically, she's a Bat Levi. And she's marrying a Kohen. And we're going to see that there are opinions that are going to say that even a Kohen technically can eat maaser. So therefore, technically, she should be able to eat maaser mimanafshach. So therefore, we'll see exactly why she loses her rights for maaser. That will be in the Gemara. Comes the Gemara, begins. Vetehe zara. Zara mi lo achla b'maaser. One of the cases in the Mishnah was a Bat Yisrael that's meureset to a Levi. So he said meureset to a Levi, she cannot eat yet maaser. Okay? Or let's say she was pregnant and the Levi died, or shomeret yabam to a Levi, she does not eat maaser. So the Gemara says, why not? She shouldn't be worse than a Zara. A regular non-Levi is able to eat maaser. So therefore she shouldn't be worse. Which means, you're right, when it comes to Teruma, we agree. But when it comes to Maaser, even a Zara, a non-Levi, can eat. So what's the problem? So the Gemara says, V'tehe Zara. Let her be not worse than a Zara. Zara, milo achla b'maaser. That she says, Kol zar lo yochal kodesh ketiv. U'maaser ishon lav kodesh ikri. Which means when the Torah talks about a non-Kohen, it says, V'chod zar lo yochal kodesh. That's Teruma. Kodesh is Terumah, but not Maaser. So what's the problem? Let it back to say that's engaged to a Levi. What's the difference? It's not worse than the regular Zara. So the Gemara says, Hamani Rabbi Meiri. Who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Meir de Amar, Maaser Rishon, Asur Nezarim. Very important shita. Rabbi Meir says, Maaser Rishon is indeed Asur to non-Levim. De Tanya, we have a Braita. Teruma le kohen umaser rishon le levi devre Rabbi Meir. And Shitat Rabbi Meir is just like teruma is exclusive to only kohanim, so too maaser rishon is exclusive only to levim, meaning no zarim. Rabbi El Azar ben Azariah matiro le kohen. So Rabbi El Azar ben Azariah is matir maaser rishon to a Kohen. So the Gemara says, Matiro? I need him to be Matirit? Mechlal, Teikaman, Deasar? Was there anybody that's Oser Maaser Rishon to a Kohen? Chaura, the Kohen is like a Levi. So what do you mean, Matirit to a Kohen? Everybody should be Matir Maaser Rishon to a Kohen. Ela Ema not no af le Kohen. The Hadrus of Rabbi Azab and Azab is you can even give it to the Kohen, Lecha Tehila. Which is when you give your Maaser Rishon, normally we say give it to the Levi. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the Kohen is exactly like a Levi. You can even give it to the Kohen Nechatahina. Now let's read Rashi. Terumah leKohen, Netinata leKohen. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. Terumah you got to give to the Kohen. Umaaser Rishon leLevi. You got to give it to the Levim. Ketani Maaser leLevi, Dumyad Terumah leKohen. And we're going to make an analogy between Terumah and Maaser. Ma Terumah Achilata Kenetinata LaKohen. Just like Terumah, you only give it to Kohanim, and they're the only ones that eat it. Velo Lezar, not to anybody else, strangers. Af Maaser LeLevi Achilato LeLevi Velo Lezar. So too, the Achila of Maaser can only be to the Levi and not to a Zar. De'ila V'achi Svida LeRabbi Meir. Terumah lemai ketani, which means that she's bothered. What did they have to discuss terumah lekohen? Nehid the maaser itzdenika leeruye delo yavina lekohen. You had to teach me the maaser. I understand that it goes to the Levi, unlike the Levi that says you can give it to the kohen. Le kerabi the Eizvah kerabi Azar ben Azariah ela terumah lamali. So you know why he had to state terumah? Because he's making a comparison between terumah and maaser. Just like Terumah goes to the Kohen, and the Kohen gets a Nazar, cannot eat it, so too Levi gets the Maaser, and the Zar cannot eat it. So the Terumah case is a setup for the Maaser Din. He had to write Terumah, so you can make that analogy, that just like Terumah is given to the Kohen, and only the Kohen can eat it, and not the Zar, so too Maaser has the same Din. That what? It's given to Levi, and only he can eat it, and not a Zar. Furthermore, the odd, the Kabbadar, the Rabbi Azar, Lashon Heter, Mechlad Rabbi Meir Nameh Bisur Veheter Ayri, which means just like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was using Lashon Heter, which is Mutar, to give the, let's say, the Terumah to even a Levi, so therefore, or Terumah to the Baaseh to a Kohen, so therefore we see that Rabbi Elazar was also, Rabbi Meir was also talking about Isur Veheter, which is what's permissible and what's forbidden, which means Terumah is Dafka permissible to the Kohen and only a Kohen Yitzhak Azar, and Maaseh is only to Levi and only a Levi Israel, not Azar. Now the Gemara says, oh, so that's the author of Mishnah. The author of Mishnah that said, a Bat Yisrael that's engaged to a Levi, no Maaser. Why? Because she's a Zar. And even when she's engaged, she's still considered a Zar, Zara, and therefore she doesn't have Maaser. Good. Now we get to the sources. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir that he says that Maaser Rishon cannot be eaten by a Zar? Amar Avacha Bered Rabba Meshemed Gemara. What is Meshemed Gemara? So that she says tradition. Kach kibel merabo verabo merabo ad Rabbi Meir sheshama mishmo. Velav min da'ata kemefanesh l'tam ad Rabbi Meir. Right? Which means they're not saying it on his own. He has a tradition. So what's the tradition? The tradition is, it says in the Pasuk, Ki et ma'aser, let's get the right word here. Ki et ma'asar b'nei Yisrael, asher yadimu l'Hashem teruma. So we see a pasuk, it has the word ma'aser in it, as well as the word teruma. So the Rabbi Meir is doresh. Ma teruma asura l'zarim, haf ma'aser rishon asur l'zarim. That's it, simple hekesh. So the Gemara says, "Ima teruma hayavim alav mita v'chomesh, af maaser hayavim alav mita v'chomesh." Which maybe you're going to tell me that just like if a zar eats teruma, he's going to be hayav mita bidei shamayim, and he has to pay a chomesh, he has to pay a penalty. So maybe you're going to tell me the same thing as when it comes to maaser ishon, that if a zar eats it, he's hayav mita and he's going to have to pay homage. It was no amar kera umetu bo ki yehalelu. It says by teruma umetu bo. The word bo only by teruma. The yasaf hamishito alav. And it says by the hamishit that you only add a hamishit alav regarding teruma. Bo velo b'maaser, alav velo al maaser. So therefore, that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. He makes the hekesh between teruma and maaser. It's not for everything. It's only the gabezarim, but then you have the chomesh and the mita. That's only by teruma and not maaser. Comes the Gemara and says, v'rabbanan, meaning Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that says that the maaser is even able to be eaten by zarim. What's his source? So the Gemara says, "Ma teruma tovelet," which means, so what did you do with this pasuk? What did you do with this derasha? What did you do with the derasha between maaser and teruma? What's the connection? So the Gemara says, "Ma teruma tovelet af maaser rishon name tovel." Just like if you have, let's say, a stack of grain, and you didn't take teruma yet, that product is called tevel. Tevel is non-tithed goods. And therefore it's asur to eat. So just like teruma, if you didn't take teruma, the item is called tevel. So too, if you didn't take maaser rishon, the item is called tevel. Even though you took teruma, but you didn't take maaser rishon, it's still called tevel. So that's the kekesh between teruma and maaser. Ma teruma tovel. Tovel, not the dipping. Tovel means rishon, tevel. It makes the food tevel. So too, maaser, if you didn't take it, make the food tevel. Kuchte tanya, like we have it right. Rabbi Yosef Omer, Yachol, lo ye chayav el al tevel shelo uram mimenu kol ikar. Maybe you think that tevel is only if you didn't take any entitlements. You didn't take teruma, you didn't take maaser, you didn't take anything. Uram mimenu teruma gedola, velo uram mimenu maaser rishon. But let's say you took teruma gedola. Teruma gedola is the regular teruma. That's the 2% that goes to the kohen. But you didn't take maaser rishon. Or let's say you took maaser rishon, which goes to Levi, velo maaser sheni. But you didn't take maaser sheni. Maaser sheni is the maaser that you take during the first, second, fourth, and 50th of the Shemitah cycle. Vafidu maaser ani. How do you know, even if you didn't take maaser ani, which is given in the third and the sixth year, how do you know that the food is still called tebel? Minayin, tamud omar, which have a pasuk. Lo tuchal le'echol b'sh'arecha. Right? It says you're not allowed to eat in your gates. This is talking about Ma'asad Ganecha, all the produce. Ulalanu, or maybe we have another pasuk that says Ve'achelu b'sharecha v'sabeu. Another pasuk says you'll eat the produce in your gates and you'll be satiated. So what's the difference between the two pasukim? Why one pasuk says don't eat, one pasuk says you eat? Ma'asharecha mulalan. Maserani, just like what it says in the pasuk, "Da'achlu b'sharecha," you'll eat it in your gates. It's talking about maserani. So it's you can eat it. Av sharecha murkan, maserani. And what's the pasuk saying? "Ve'amar Nachmana lo tuchal." Instead, you can't eat it. Why? Because you didn't take the maserani out. So therefore, we have a clear pasuk that's telling you what, that any type of entitlements that were not taken out of the pile, even Ma'asir Ani, which really goes to the poor people, the Hadush of Ma'asir Ani is not even Kodesh. It's just really just a tepis that you give to the Ani. Still, it makes the food tebel. Oh, v'imeatam, hava amina lilav, amal mita, lo. Which is, if I just had it from the pasuk of Lotuchal Lechol B'Sharecha, I would have said what? That the only Isur is a Isur lav. However, but I would have thought that maybe he's not going to be Hayav Mita. That's why I have the pasuk that compares Teruma to Ma'asir. That just like if a person eats Teruma that wasn't taken out, it's still in the pile, meaning it's Tevim, there's a Hayav Mita on it. So too, if a person didn't take out the Ma'asir from the pile, which is amazing Hadush, you take Ma'asir out of the pile, the guy eats it, is going to be Hayav Mita. How do you know that from? That's Rabbanan's Derasha from the Terumah and the Ma'asir. Vishnachari, another version, but it's going to come up the same conclusion. Ma'asir Rishon de Tabil. How do you know Ma'asir Rishon makes Tabil if you didn't take it out? But Rabbi Yoseh Nafka. We learn it from Rabbi Yoseh. What's Rabbi Yoseh? It's his Derasha. His Derasha is the Pesukim that we just brought. Lotuchal. Imahi have a mina lilav. It was only from that I would say it's only a lo ta'asef he eats it. Aval mita lo kamashmalan hekesh between truma and maaser. So let's stop for a second. So all we learned now is a fantastic machlok between the Bimeir and the Bilazab ben Azirah. Bimeir says that you cannot have maaser rishon if you're a zar, a non-Levi. Cannot eat ma'asir. How does he know that? From the hekesh of terumah and ma'asir. It's like terumah cannot be eaten by a zar, so to ma'asir cannot be eaten by a zar. Oh, Rabbi Azar, what do you do with this hekesh of terumah and ma'asir? Told us something totally different. That just like a pile of grain is going to be considered tebel. If you didn't take terumah out of it, so too, even if you took your terumah but you didn't take your ma'asir out of it, it's also going to be considered tebel, and therefore it's going to be asur, and it's going to be hayav mita. So therefore the Gemara wants to conclude in saying, who's the author of HaMishnah? The author of HaMishnah is Levi Meir. That's why the Bat Levi, that was Bat Yisrael, that was engaged to a Levi, she cannot eat maaser. So the Gemara's question, what do you mean? She's a Zara, she shouldn't be worse than a Zara. In a Kanabi, she's like a Zara. A Zara's also asur in maaser. So that's the Shita of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, wait. B'mai ukimta. How did you establish our Mishnah? You established it, can it be Meir? That Maaser Rishon is Asura Lezarim? Ema Sefa, bring you a question from the Sefa. Bat Levi, Meureset LeKohen. Okay, Bat Levi, that's the first case that she was Meureset to Kohen. Or Bat Kohen LeLevi. Right? Or Bat Kohen that's married to a Levi. What do we say in those cases? Lo Tochal, Lo Betruma, Velo B'Maaser. Cannot eat nor terumah nor maaser. So the Gemara says, "Hacha, my zarut ika." There's no zarut over here, which means the only thing that Bimir was said is what Bat Yisrael. Okay, Bat Yisrael has no connection to maaser, but over here she is a Bat Levi. Bat Levi is not considered a zar, or she is a kohen. And therefore, we might have to be able to eat ma'asir. So this doesn't fit with the shita of Rabbi Meir. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshat. I'll tell you what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means like this. Mai ena ochelet diktani, ena notenet reshut litrom. Oh. Which means like this. Our Mishnah is not going like Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah is going like Rabbanan. Let's say a Zar can eat Maser. Also, I didn't learn the beginning of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said a Bat Yisrael that's engaged to a Levi cannot eat Maser. What do you mean? If you tell me a Zar can eat, why can't she eat? So when it says Ena Ochelet, it doesn't mean Ena Ochelet. It means that she doesn't have reshut to be Torem. Meaning, now she has an arus, right? She's engaged. She's engaged to a Levi. Can she go now and eat that maaser of her arus? Well, technically she should be able to. But let's say in a case where the Levi did not take yet from his maaser terumat maaser. What is terumat maaser? After Levi gets his maaser, he's got to take an additional 10% and he's got to give it to the Kohen. Now, of course, once he does that, and of course the food is legitimate, not only for him, even for his arusa, because Zarim are able to eat. Problem is over here, when it says Ena Ochelet, she cannot eat, meaning she cannot go on her own and take the Terumat Maasir and give it to the Kohen to allow her to eat. Because she doesn't have Baalut yet on it. She doesn't own it yet. It's not us to start making decisions to give to the Mat Maasir. Meaning, Lu Yitzuyar, if let's say the Maasir was prepared and ready, no problem, she can eat. By the way, she didn't even have to be engaged to the Levi to eat the Maasir. She can eat it without that. Because we're going with the Shara says Zarimar Mutar. So what is the point of the Mishnah? When it says Ena Ochelet means if in the case there was no Terumat Maaser taken, she has no rights to go on her own to take the Terumat Maaser to allow her to eat the Maaser. Good, so the Mishnah is going like the banan. So the Gemara says, hold it. Michlal de Nisu'ah notenet reshut. Implying what? That if she was married, she has reshut to go do and take the Terumat Maaser. Gemara says, in. Yes, she does. How do you know that? Says, well, we learned in the Braita. V'atanya, this is a proof. V'achaltem oto bechol makom. This is the Ma'aseh Rishon. You'll eat the Ma'aseh Rishon in all places. Atem u'betechem. You and your household. Now, when it says betechem, what does that really mean? Your wife. So it says, V'limed al nisua bat Yisrael shenotenet reshut litrom. So here we learn, Betechem, you have rights. What's your rights? Go take the Terumat Maaser and go eat. Ata omer reshut litrom o ena ela le'echol. Hey, who told you? Who told you it's reshut litrom? Maybe the pasuk just means that Betechem, your wife has a permissible to eat. I don't need to tell you can eat Maaser. Amar ta teruma hamura ochelet. Maaser aka lo kosheken ela limed al nisua bat Yisrael shenotenet reshut litrom. Do I have to tell me that a nisua to a Levi can eat maaser? If a nisua bat Yisrael that's nisua to a Kohen is able to eat teruma, which is hamur, by teruma already you have mitah, you have homesh, you have stringencies. I don't need a pasuk to come and tell me that a nisua bat Yisrael nisua to a Levi can eat maaser. That's pasuk. So what's the pasuk tell me? Obetechem must be tell me that for that you can eat. That I know that from a kavah homer from teruma, and you can even torem. She has rights. That if what? If let's say the terumat maser wasn't taken, she can go take the terumat maser and eat it. But in arusa, not. And that's what the mishnah meant when it said ena ochelet. Ena ochelet has no rights. They got terumat maser. It's more like rabbanan. Comes the Gemara and says another interpretation. Mor bere de Rabina Amar Lomar She'en Holkin la Maaser Bebet Geranot. Really, I'm going to tell you the Mishnah. Quote Mor bere de Rabina is what? It's going according to Rabbi Meir. And therefore, when it said a Bat Yisrael that went and got engaged to the Levi, she cannot eat. When it says Ena Ochelet, it means Ena Ochelet Mamash. Because a Zar is forbidden to eat Maaser. Aye, so what did you say at the end of the Mishnah? At the end of the Mishnah when you said a Bat Levi that gets engaged to a Kohen, that she cannot eat Maaser. Why can't she eat Maaser? So Gemara says, Lomar She'en Cholkina Maaser Bebet HaGeranot. Of course she can eat, she's a Bat Levi. And she's marrying a Kohen, so for both sides she can eat. All it meant when it said Ena Ochelet, she cannot go to the granary alone without her husband there to receive her maaser. Which means, once she's engaged, You can't go to the granary where they're giving out the ma'aser. Your husband has to be there. Why does he have to be there? We'll see. But that's what it means. Ena ochelet b'maaser. She really can eat ma'aser. Of course she can eat ma'aser. Just when you go to the granary to collect it, you got to be there with your husband. Why? So the Gemara explains. Hani ha'leman da'amar mishum yichud. Which means, I understand the issue, you tell me yichud. Because now really, she's going to be secluded with the guy in the granary, so that's a problem, that's why you're concerned. However, Ela leman de'amar mishum girusha. But there's another reason. Another reason they say is atua girusha. Which means, let's say, this Bat Levi now gets divorced. Right? The guy in the granary is not going to know about it, and he's still going to give her ma'aser. So the reason why she can't go without her husband is because in case there's a divorce that the granary guy doesn't know about, so therefore it'll be a problem. But the Gemara asks the obvious question, Girusha Bat Levi Milo Achla B'Maser? Even a Girusha can eat. Which means it doesn't make sense to Girusha read, because even a Girusha Bat Levi is allowed to eat. So what is that reason? So Gemara says, V'leta'amech Girusha Bat Kohen Milo Achla B'Truma? The same rule applies by Truma as well. A Bat Kohen, for example, that got engaged to a Yisrael. Right? A Bat Kohen that got engaged to a Kohen, let's say. So the deen is what? She can't go collect Teruma alone. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe she's going to get divorced, and the guy is giving out the Teruma, it's not going to know. So he says, what's the difference? Not get divorced. She's a Bat Kohen, she can still eat. Ela, you know what the reason why Teruma is? The reason why Teruma is, Ela Gizra Mishum Girushat Bat Yisrael. The concern is over here that maybe she's not going to be a Bat Levi. Maybe she's going to be a Bat Yisrael, and she's going to become Girusha, and she's going to lose her rights to eat. So therefore, just like by Teruma, where Mahmir, it's really Girushat Bat Kohen Atu Girushat Bat Yisrael. So to over here, Girushat Bat Levi Atu Girushat Bat Yisrael. Which means, let's say you have a case of a Bat Yisrael that was married to a Levi. Take a case, she was married. She was married. Bat Yisrael married, could she eat? Take a case, better case. Bat Yisrael married to Kohen. Could she eat Terumah? Yes. Why do I tell me then that she's when she's collecting the Terumah, she got to go with her husband? What's the problem? Oh, I'm worried because in this case of Bat Yisrael, in the case that she gets divorced, she loses the rights to Terumah, they're not going to know. So I'm gozer even a Bat Kohen that's married, she's only got to go with her husband after a case where Bat Yisrael is going to go and she's going to get divorced, she's not allowed. So the same thing I tell you with the Bat Levi. Really in the Sifra of the Mishnah, a Bat Levi technically should be able to eat Maser. Also, what did we say? Ena ochelet, meaning ena ochelet, she can't go to the granary alone without a husband there. Why? Because in the case she gets divorced. So the Gemara says, let her get divorced. So what? If she gets divorced, and the granary guy doesn't know, and he gives it to her, she's okay. But you're worried about a case of a Bat Yisrael that was married to a Levi. And the guy's not going to know that they got divorced. Therefore, we go there on all the women that they cannot go to the granary alone. Atu a Girusha, one Gizera. Atu a Girusha, and a Girusha of Bat Yisrael. Gemara says a question according to this version. Ihache mai iriyam meureset afilu nisua nameh. Which means, why did then the Mishnah and the Sefa tell me a case of a Bat Levi that's Me'ureset? Doesn't have to be Me'ureset, even if she was Nisua. The point is what? That she cannot go to the granary alone because of the Hashash of Girushin. So it's not only Irusin, she's really, she could eat without all this business. The Hadush is that what? When she gets Me'ureset, or for that matter, even if she's married, she cannot go alone because your Hashash that maybe she's going to get divorced. And therefore, they're not going to know. And therefore, atu Yisrael. So why did Gemara say only in case of Me'oreset? Gemara says, you're right. Aidi de tana resha Me'oreset, tana na mesefa Me'oreset. Which means, yeah, derech agav, since in the resha, we gave a case of Me'oreset, which means in the resha, you have to give a case of Me'oreset. Because a Bat Yisrael that's Me'oreset to a Levi, that's dafka Me'oreset. Because that's why she doesn't eat. But if it was Neset, she'd be able to eat. Again, in the Resha, we had to say Me'oreset. We had to say Me'oreset. Why? Because it was a Bat Yisrael that was Me'oreset to a Levi. That's why she doesn't eat. But if it was Neset, she'd be able to eat. So since we had to give a case of Me'oreset Resha, we gave a case of Me'oreset in the Sefer. Look at Rashi. You want to read the Rashi's here? Let's catch up. Let's start with... let's read the bottom Rashi. Aydi detana resha me'oreset gabe achila mamash. Da'atam davka me'oreset gabe bat kohen li Yisrael ul-Levi le'anyan teruma u'bat Levi li Yisrael. Sorry, the bat Levi marries Yisrael le'anyan ma'aser ashme'ina de pasila irusin. Right? She cannot eat if it's mina irusin. V'gabe bat Yisrael le'kohen ul-Levi u'bat Levi le'kohen ashme'ina de lo mukhlela that she cannot eat. Tananami sefa. So the sefa also said by bat kohen levi, bat levi le kohen. Linyan halukat de maaser meoreset. So therefore the sefa also was meoreset. Taru rabana, we have a braita. The braita says truma le kohen. Good. Truma goes to the kohen. Maaser rishon le levi. Devre Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria omer. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says. The Kohen, which means even Maaser Rishon can go to the Kohen, velo le Levi. So the Gemara says the Kohen, velo le Levi, only to the Kohen, not to the Levi. So Ema af the Kohen. So you can give the Maaser Rishon even to the Kohen. The question is why? My Tama, the Rabbi Akiva. What's the reason why Rabbi Akiva says you can only give Maaser Rishon to the Leviim, and you cannot give Maaser Rishon to Kohanim, because the Chetiv it says in the pasuk, "Halviim to daber va'amarta aleim." Speak to the Leviim and tell them what they're going to get the Maaser. That's the other pasuk. Ki tikhu me'et bnei Yisrael to Maaser. That's the other pasuk. So what do you see in this pasuk? Bilviim kamishta ikera. The pasuk is talking about Leviim. Right. So Rabbi Akiva says Maaser Rishon is dafka Leviim. That's shitat Rabbi Akiva. So comes the Gemara and says, "Ve'idach." What does Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria hold? He says no. Can the Yoshua ben Levi holds? The Amar Yoshua ben Levi be'esrim ve'arba mekomot. 24 times in Tanakh, nikreu kohanim Leviim. The kohanim are called Leviim. Or the v'zeh echad mem. And this is one of them. And what's the one of them? Pasuk ve'kohanim halviim benetzadok. It says the kohanim the Leviim, the sons of Tzadok. Now we know Tzadok was a kohen, so his sons were kohanim. And it still calls them what? Leviim. So therefore you see that those words are interchangeable. So therefore when the Pasuk says to Leviim eat Maaser, Leviim can mean Kohanim. Like you see the Pasuk calls Kohanim Leviim. Yeah. It's 24 times it does that. So the Gemara says, what is Rabbi Akiva going to do with that? The Rabbi Akiva, Hacha lo matzit amar. You can't say that over here. Why? Dichtiv va'achaltem oto bechol makom. When it comes to eating Maaser Rishon, what does it say? They eat it anywhere they want. That's only somebody like a Levi that can eat it wherever he wants. Yatsa kohen she'en yachol le'ochlo bebet ha'kevarot. But a kohen, he can't eat it bechol makom. Can a kohen eat it in the cemetery? No, because he can't go into the cemetery. So therefore, that Leviim cannot mean kohanim. So the Gemara says, ve'idach, what is the Be'al Zab and Azayah going to do? He says like this. Which means he can eat it wherever he wants, meaning which means it's not like teruma that he has to eat it within the walls of Jerusalem. When it says bechol makom, it means even outside the walls. Or let's say he can eat it anyway, even if he eats it when he's tamer laguf, which would be asur by teruma, lo lake, he doesn't get malkut. So therefore, he learns the bechol makom a little differently than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says bechol makom mamash, even in a cemetery. So I cannot be talking about kohanim. Rabbi Elazar says no. Bechol makom means doesn't have the stringencies of teruma, meaning you don't have to eat it within the choma, you can outside of the choma, and even the kohen's tameh can still eat the maaser. Okay, so that's that. I give what tells a story. So we got the machlok, let's review the machlok to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Rabbi Akiva says, Tenuma goes to the Kohen and Maaser Rishon Dafka goes to the Levi and only Levi. It's based on a pasuk that says the word Halviim, and don't tell me over here Levi'im means Kohanim because you have the Bechol Makom factor. And Bechol Makom means even a bit of Kevarot, and Kohanim cannot go to the Bechol Makom. Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria says, no, the Maaser should even be given to a Kohen. Why? Because Nevi'im and Kohenim are interchangeable. Like you see, Benet Tzadok are called Kohenim and Nevi'im. Oh, what about the Mechol Makom? In fact, the Mechol Makom means even outside the Choma, and even if they eat it Betumah, they're not going to get Malkut. Hahi Ginta. You had a garden. Dava, vegetable garden. Dava, Shekil, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Ma'asir Rishon, Mina. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was loyal to Shita. He used to go collect Ma'asir Rishon. He was a Kohen, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. He used to go collect Ma'asir Rishon from this garden. Azal, Rabbi Akiva, so what did Rabbi Akiva do? Adere lefetha lebe kibre. He changed the entrance of the garden around to put it next to the cemetery. So now, that's his shita. He says what? That Kohanim don't get Ma'asir Rishon. So he wanted to stop Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah from eating the Ma'asir Rishon. So that's it. He can't go because he's got to walk through the cemetery. So he rearranged the door. He's going to call his shita. So what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say? Amar Akiva Betarmilo. Which literally means Rabbi Akiva, he's not going to stop. He has his tarmil. He has a little pocket book. He has a little sack filled with bread. He was a shepherd. And the shepherd used to walk around with bread. He's like, I had no problem. He has what to eat. However, v'ana chaye, but where am I going to eat from? He's the shepherd of Kadma Sabua. He'll have what to eat from. What is he doing for me? He's taking away my parnasa. But she says, tarmilo hamat or hemet shil or. That's like a leather pouch. V'ro'en noten ba pito. Right, the shepherd puts the food and he hangs it around his neck. All right, so that's the maaseh that happened. Comes the Gemara and says, Itmar, we have a statement. Mepenema kansu levi'im b'maaser. Ezra Sofer made a takana and he took away Ma'asir Rishon writes from the Levi'im. He is kones them. So the question of the Gemara is, what was the reason why Ezra took away the Ma'asir Rishon from the Levi'im? So the Gemara says, Pedigi ba Rabbi Yonatan v'sabaya. Had amar shelo alu bime'ezra. Some say they punished them because when they were coming to build the Beit HaMikdash, the second Beit HaMikdash, the Levi'im stayed back in Bavil. They didn't want to come up, so they broke the morale. They didn't come up, so it'd be, and Azaz Tufik came along and said, that's it, you're not getting any more Ma'aseh Rishon. The Hadamar Kedesh Yismechu Kohanim Alav Bimetumatan. Some say no, they did it for the benefit of the Kohanim. When a Kohen is Tameh, he can't eat Terumah. So therefore, the Kohanim are going to stop. So therefore, they said, you know what? Take the Ma'aseh of the Levim, and you're going to give it to the Kohanim to give them something to eat when they have Tum'ah. So comes the Gemara and says, Pishlama leman de'amar shelo alu. One time, because they didn't come up to Yerushalayim to build the Beit HaMikdash, Mishum acheh kansinu. Right, that's why they were kones Levim, which is a punishment to them. However, ela leman de'amar, Kedesh yismichu alav kohanim bimei tum'atam mishum kohanim kansinu lalvim. It doesn't make any sense. Well, just because you want to have the kohanim to give them some sustenance during the time that they're tameh, because they can't eat terumah, so you punish the innocent levim. They don't do anything. So the Gemara says you're right. Ela lekula alma kenasa shelo alu bimei ezra. Really, it's the kenas because they didn't come up in the times of ezra. The machloket over here is, after they made the knas, the machloket amongst the achamim was, who got the ma'asir? Who got? So you took it away from the Levim. Who did they give it to? So Gemara says, Mor sabar kansa la'aniim. One says, you know what? They gave the ma'asot to the aniim. They're even a non-Levim. Regular ani, he's able to eat now the ma'asir. And according to the second shita, ani sabar umor sabar kohanim bimetum atam aniim ninu, which means a kohen in the time of the tumah, he's considered like an ani, and that would eat. So they gave it to the kohanim that were temeim. So comes Gemara now and analyzes. Now we got to go back to the story. Now let's see what we're going to do with this text over here. We have a text in the Masoret Tashas. See in bet, Ela Rabbi Akiva Mai Ta'ama Ahadir Lipitcha Lebe Kabra. Which means, if you're telling me now that everybody's telling me that they took the teruma, they took the maaser away from the levim, right? And what they gave it, let's say, according to one shita, to the kohanim. So the question is, so what did he reroute to the cemetery? Already they were in the times after Azaz Sofer. So technically, Azab and Azariah had a right to go get maaser. So what are they, what is it rewarding him that he can't get his maaser? He was a Kohen. Right. So the Gemara says, Achika Amar Leh, this is what he was saying. Ideka atit betorat kenasa itlach. Which simply means, if you come in to take it because of knas, meaning based on the takana versa sofet, the kones, the levim, okay, I can't stop you. But if you're coming to take the ma'aseh because you think you deserve it from the Torah law, then already you're wrong. Now this needs analyzing, because how did Rabbi Akiva know what Rabbi Azar ben Azariah's kavanah was? Which means that he reroutes him from the cemetery. Listen, you want to take it from the knas? Alright, you're a Kohen, you can take it from the knas. But if you're taking it from the from you think that you deserve it, you don't deserve it, because really Levim don't get, because really Kohanim and Adin don't get the Maaser. So it's a very interesting Maharsh over here to explain the exactly the story over here. He says like this. He writes here, Shemilashon Gemara Mashma, Shrabi Akiva Lo Yada Me'eze Ta'am Bar Rabbi Azar Lakahat. It's Mashma that Rabbi Akiva really didn't know what was Rabbi Azar ben Azariah's kavana, which means, what are you rerouting him for? Maybe he's coming because of the knas, and he's a Kohen, so let him go take it. You stopped him by putting a cemetery in front of it over there? So he says, V'im ken ech manah mimenu lakav ma'asrot. What are you stopping him? Ulay uba b'kal knas. Exactly, which means, it's as if Rabbi Akiva is punishing Rabbi Azar ben Azariah. Listen, you don't deserve the teruma over here, putting the maaser, putting a cemetery, rewarding you, you can't eat. What do you mean? Maybe he's coming because he wants a knas. Maybe he knew the knas, Rabbi Azar ben Azariah. After all, he was the 10th generation from Azaz Sofer. And if Azar made the takana. So why could it be, I cannot stop him from eating maaser. So he says like this, V'tiretz, Sheken Amar lo Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Imbat biglal haknas, if you're coming because of the knas, itlach. What do you mean itlach? Not that you're able to eat. Itlach means you have. You're a rich man. The whole pshat in the knas was what? Because the aniim, when they're tameh, they don't have what to eat. But you're a rich man. I have a deed of a poor guy. Yeah. You're a rich man. The tekanah was not made for you. Leave it for the poor people. And that's what the Bir Azar bin Azariah answered back. He said, Akiva bitarmilo. Which means, Akiva, he's a poor man. He has his tarmil, his little pouch with food in it. And therefore he's trying to be zocher with the maaser. Because he thinks he's deserving, because he thinks he qualifies now. Aval ana chaye. He comes along and says, "Li magia maaser, kevan shani dor asini leezra, v'yodeya ani bekabbalah ma'avotai, shaknas lekohanimu, kevan shemina Torah gam ken yesh lekohanim shaykut b'maaser." He says, "Ana chaye." He says, "I'm a 10th generation living from Azaz Sofer." He says, "I know why my great made the takana to give it to the kohanim, because it's an aniim business. Because we have a right to take it from the Torah." So therefore, it doesn't matter rich, not rich. It's ours. It's ours from the first place. All Azaz Sofer did is said, Levim, you have no rights anymore. Mm-hmm. He just took it away to the Levim. And he made it exclusive, the rights to the Kohanim. So that was the conversation that took place. So okay, let's review that maaser. What happened? Rabbi Azar ben Azariah used to go to the field. He used to take his maaser. He felt he was a Kohen. He held that the Kohanim get the maaser. No problem. Rabbi Akiva the Shitato rerouted him. So what happened when he saw this? Rabbi Azar ben Azariah says, "Akiva betarmilo, ve'ana chaye." So, and then we saw what the Gemara says. What did he reroute him for?
which is if it's indeed a knas. So he said, oh, that's what he was doing. He was telling him, listen, if you're taking from knas, itlach. So the Maharaj explains, what does it mean itlach? If you're taking from knas, you have no right. Itlach, you have. Yeah. And therefore, you're a rich man. Knas wasn't made for you.
That's why.
Okay? And that's why he rewarded him. Right? And if you're not taking from knas, then you're not taking bichlal.
Right.
Because you were never given rights for ma'asid. You're not a Levi, you're a Kohen. He's, I understand what you're thinking. Akiva betarmido. Akiva, you're a poor man. So you're holding what? You should get the ma'asid. You think that the knas was for the aniim. He says, but that's not the pshat in the knas. It's got nothing to do with the aniim. I'm a living from the 10th generation of Isaiah Sofer. And I know why the Tekana was made. You know why? It wasn't made because to help the Aniyim, Kohanim, with their Tameh. It was made because really, in the Torah, Kohanim have rights to Maaser. All Isaiah Sofer did was push the Levim out and gave it solely to the Kohanim. Nothing to do with rich or poor. Therefore, so what? I'm rich. I have a right to take a maaser from the Torah like a regular Kohen. Therefore, he said, I know differently. That's the story. Comes to Gemara and says, Uminalan de lo sliku. How do you know it didn't go up? How do you know it didn't go up in the times of Israel? So the Levim. So Gemara says, a pasuk. It says, Va'akabesem el nahar haba el ahava. He gathered the people by a certain river. They camped out there 3 days. He says, I perceived in the people, ubakohanim, ubemenelevi, lomasati sham. But at the pilgrimage of the people that were going up, I did not find any levim. Last point, the Gemara Amar Rav Chisda, Batechila lo hayu ma'amidim shotrim. Originally, they used to always appoint these shotrim, the enforcement in Klaius. So the shotrim, which is a prestigious position, used to be given davka to the Levim. Shne'emar, v'shotrim halviim lifnechem. However, what happened? Aksha, but after the knas, en ma'amidim shotrim ela miYisrael. They took it away. And they only give it to the Yisraelim, Shneimar, Vishoterim HaRabim Merashechem. Rabim is mashma from the majority. Who's the majority of the people? Yisraelim. And therefore, they got the position. Now he does point out over here that this pasuk does not exist in the Tanakh. There's no pasuk that says Vishoterim HaRabim Merashechem. So therefore, he quotes another pasuk: "Havu lachem anashim hachamim unbonim v'yiduim leshiftechem." So, from the fact that it says "yiduim leshiftechem," it's much that he took from all the tribes. And if it's a pasuk, he's end up quoting in Devarim Aleph Yud Gimel. Baruch Adonai Olam. Amen. Amen. Amen.